This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Rahul Chatterjee. The headlines. Tripura Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Deb Barma distributes digital ration cards to make ration distribution system more transparent and efficient. Earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale shakes several districts in Assam and Meghalaya today morning. Akashvani Gangtok celebrates World Braille Day with Nepali Braille news broadcast. And Arunachal Pradesh's Taekwondo athlete Rupa Bayer achieves historic feat by becoming first Indian Taekwondo to hold World Rank 6 and Asia Rank 1. The news in detail. Tripura Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Deb Barma distributed digital ration cards yesterday at the Baisagharia Fair Price Shop under the Teliamura Subdivision Food Office. Speaking on the occasion, the minister said the initiative has been undertaken by the State Food Department with an objective of making the ration distribution system more transparent, efficient and hassle-free through the use of modern technology-driven mechanisms. Local residents welcomed the introduction of the digital ration card system, stating that it would not only save time but also significantly reduce corruption. Officials from the administration informed that the digital ration card system will be implemented in phases across other areas of the subdivision in coming days. An earthquake measuring 5.1 in the Richter scale hit Assam and parts of northeast India today. The tremor was felt across several districts in Assam and Meghalaya. According to the National Center for Seismology, the tremor was recorded at 4:17 a.m. with its epicenter in Morigaon district at a shallow depth of 50 kilometers. In Guwahati, many residents rushed out of their homes in panic. No immediate loss of lives or damage to property has been reported till the time of filing this report. The tremors were also felt in neighboring countries of Bhutan, Nepal, and Bangladesh. In India, Meteorological Department has issued an orange warning for dense to very dense fog over Delhi, Chandigarh, East Uttar Pradesh, Haryana, Madhya Pradesh, Orissa, and Punjab till tomorrow. The Met Department has forecast dense fog over parts of Gangetic West Bengal, Northeast India, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Jharkhand during the next 2 days. Similar conditions are likely to prevail over Himachal Pradesh and Uttarakhand till the 9th of this month. Meanwhile, the air quality in Delhi NCR continues to be in the poor category. Rajasthan will host a regional AI Impact Conference 2026 in Jaipur tomorrow. Union Minister for Electronics and Information Technology Ashwini Vaishnaw and Minister of State for Electronics and Information Technology Jitin Prasada will attend the conference. In December last year, the Regional AI Impact Conference was also held in Meghalaya as part of a series of engagements leading to the India AI Impact Summit 2026 to be held in February. Meanwhile, Guwahati will also host a Human Capital Working Group meeting during the next 2 days. Chairman of the Human Capital Working Group, Professor T.G. Sitharam, will chair the group meeting. It will bring together senior policymakers, academic leaders, industry experts and practitioners to deliberate on the future of education, skilling and workforce readiness in the age of artificial intelligence. To commemorate World Braille Day, which honours the birth anniversary of the visionary inventor Louis Braille, Akashvani News Gangtok and the Composite Regional Centre for Skill Development, Rehabilitation and Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities, Sikkim, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, joined hands to celebrate this special day. As part of the celebrations, Akashvani Gangtok yesterday broadcast a special Braille news in Nepali, read by Sonam Diki Bhutia, a visually impaired Divyanjan from Galsing, West Sikkim, who is currently working at JNMI Namchi under the government of Sikkim and assisted in arranging and recording by Shubhash Pakhrin. This initiative marks a significant milestone as it was for the first time such a broadcast was made in Akashvani Gangtok, honouring the spirit of Divyangans. The Pakke Paga Hornbill Festival 2026 will be organized at Sejosa in Pakke Kesang district of Arunachal Pradesh from the 18th to the 20th of this month. The festival will be a blend of culture and conservation, celebrating local traditions while inspiring nature lovers to protect Arunachal's wildlife and natural heritage. Students of the College of Horticulture and Forestry, Pasighat, East Siang District in Arunachal Pradesh, a constituent of the Central Agricultural University, Imphal, Manipur, showcased innovative agriculture and allied products under Rashtriya Krishi Vikas Yojana, remunerative approaches for agriculture and allied sectors, rejuvenation, including organic soaps, chawanprash, eco-friendly mustard seed baby pillows, scented candles, and more, all made from campus-grown resources. The students have benefited from the agripreneurship orientation program as they participated in hands-on workshops, receiving mentorship and stipends. Developing prototypes from their innovative ideas, learning business strategies, and preparing products for potential commercialization. Arunachal Pradesh's taekwondo athlete Rupa Bayer has achieved a historic feat by becoming world rank 6 and Asia rank 1, a first for Indian taekwondo. In a social media post, Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu called it a moment of immense pride for India, Arunachal Pradesh and the Northeast. The Northeast Integration Rally began its journey from Kolkata yesterday, setting the tone for a month-long initiative aimed at strengthening regional integration and people-to-people ties across the northeastern states. The inaugural session was attended by a wide range of public representatives, professionals, cultural figures and civil society members. Among those present were MLA from Meghalaya A.L. Heck, former Minister Lopamudra D. Chaudhary, Vice Chairperson of Damdam Municipal Corporation, and other dignitaries. Speakers praised the initiative, describing it as a small but meaningful step that could grow into a larger movement for unity. Many shared personal and professional links with the northeastern states, underlining the importance of sustained engagement. The rally will conclude on February 4th. The newly inducted governing body member of the National Rifle Association of India and General Secretary of the Arunachal Pradesh Rifle Association, Jackie Telly Kamdir, has encouraged local athletes to pursue shooting as a professional sport. Speaking at a felicitation program organized by the Nirjuli Lekhi United Sporting Club at Nirjuli, Papumpare district, Kamdir emphasized that shooting offers immense potential as an individual sport and also said that it is a game for everyone, regardless of age. Meghalaya will face several former champions in the final round of the 79th Senior Men's National Football Championship for the Santosh Trophy 2025-26. Meghalaya have been placed in Group B along with strong opponents like Kerala, Services, Punjab, Orisha and Railways. Kerala, last season's runners-up, are multiple-time champions. Assam will host the final round from January 21st. The 12 teams split into two groups of six. The draw was held on December 31st at the headquarters of the All India Football Federation in New Delhi. Hosts Assam are in Group A alongside defending champions West Bengal, Tamil Nadu, Uttarakhand, Nagaland and Rajasthan. And before we wind up, another look at the headlines. Tripura Tribal Welfare Minister Bikash Deb Barma distributes digital ration cards to make ration distribution system more transparent and efficient. An earthquake measuring 5.1 on the Richter scale shakes several districts in Assam and Meghalaya today morning. Akashwani Gangtok celebrates World Braille Day with Nepali Braille News broadcast. And Arunachal Pradesh's taekwondo athlete Rupa Bayer achieves historic feat by becoming first Indian taekwondo to hold world rank 6 and Asia rank 1. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani. Shillong. Have a nice day.